Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Tatani Talk Stuff. This year we'll be talking about less than a day and a few minutes away. We're looking at Sukkah 51, talking about the beauty involved in structures and the like. What temple is meant by the Brisa? Abaye said, some say it was Rav Chisu who said, Brisa refers to the building of Herod. What did he build it with? Rava said with stones of green and white marble. Others say with stones of green, blue, and white marble. One row of stones protruded and the other row was recessed in order to provide a space to hold the cement. Herod thought, and Herod was not such a good person in general. He was very intense, very mean to the Jews, but he did let there be a new rebuilding in a way, re-beautifying in a way of the temple. The second temple, and he did it. He wanted to cover the temple with gold plating, but the rabbi said to him, leave it as it is, for this way is more becoming, since the swirling coloration of the marble appears like the waves of the sea. And they said, whoever saw the temple that he built was really beautifully beautiful. Some say he might have done it for his own interests. He wanted to build up morale, because in general he had very harsh laws, harsh decrees, and very harsh treatment of those around him, especially the Jews. But at least in this way, at the time, the Jewish people had a beautiful, beautiful temple. The idea being that when we're involved in Bate Knesiot, when we're involved in shuls, Bate Midrashiot, and we're involved in study halls, they should really be beautiful, they should really be becoming, they should really be an essence and have a hode to them. The Bate Knesset should not be in a dilapidated shack, and that should be in a rundown house or in a tiny house. It should be a beautiful structure becoming of a temple of Hashem, an abode of Hashem. I think about the shul right here around the corner that was... They put a lot of work into it. I only got to see a fraction of it recently when we run our kids in to see the classrooms that are in the shul that are used during the week for the Gan. And it was a beautiful job, a wonderful job. It was really done in a nice way. And the other shuls in our community also a beautiful way, done in a beautiful job. And in general, many shuls I've seen in life in all my years have been really, really beautiful and really, really done well. Because we have to reflect the essence of the fact that it's a beautiful structure signifying that Hashem dwells in it. And I think of the bell structure in Yerushalayim, which is like 14 stories high, and it kind of reminds me of a tiny microcosm of what the Beis HaMikdash might have felt like on some tiny level, Havdil. We want to reflect the beauty of Hashem's presence. We want it to be a beautiful structure. And Herod, even though he did a lot of crazy things and not such nice things, this was one thing where he built up the temple to be worthy of being a beautiful structure. And, you know, the palaces and whatnot, also the Havdil, were really pretty structures. But we have to make spiritual structures, structures of godly presence, really beautiful and standing out. And our own homes could also be Mikdash HaMe'ana. We should try to keep it in a kempt way. The outside and inside should have a good appearance, especially if you're going to host people, especially if you're going to have people. We want to be in a way that could really signify the essence of Hashem being able to be part of your home, part of your shul, part of your Beis Medrash in a beautiful manner. Join us next time as we talk Sukkah 52 here on the TTD.